So if you're here today, I'm pretty sure you want to be a better version of yourself, at least in some part of your life. Most of us are wanting to do that. You can do that with Blinkist, and you can do it in less than 15 minutes. Check out Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off a premium membership and a free 7-day trial to make sure you love it. And you will. Blinkist.com/boost. Happy Monday. Did you have a restful and relaxing weekend and you're all ready to jump into results for the rest of the week? Get everything you want this week, or at least on your way to getting what you want? I hope so. And if not, I'm going to drag you along anyway. Is that all right? Another question. Are you standing on the edge of your dreams and you just can't get yourself to take that step? You figured out what it is. You're facing your passion and you can't take that leap. A lot of folks do it. It's a frustration of mine and a passion of mine and an obsession of mine to help you do that. And today we'll talk about that. Plus, I'm going to pull in Steve Harvey for some advice as well, because he's a smart, funny guy, has something to share today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. It's a very simple process. I just completely believe this, and we'll talk more about this later on in the week, that when you focus on a certain result today, and if you can get yourself rolling and maybe get the habit in order, that's an entirely another podcast, and you do that tomorrow and the next day and the next day, it's impossible for you not to get what you want. So that's what we do. It's not random. We're trying to move you forward in a predictable manner every single day. So today we'll dig into jumping and off the cliff and facing your passion and going for it and making everything happen and a whole lot of other stuff as we get on with the show. I have a sponsor today. Want to take care of them really quickly and keep it in a time limit so nobody gets mad at me, which is always cool. But I do want you to be a better version of yourself. And one of the ways to do that is to learn a new topic, a new skill, to revisit something you knew in the past, maybe get up to speed on something everybody else is doing, broaden your horizons, as they say, huh? Well, Blinkist, the app, helps you do that. Blinkist takes the top nonfiction titles out of books. They pull out the key takeaways. They put them into text and audio explainers, and they play them to you or give them to you. And they take less than 15 minutes. It's awesome. All kinds of topics: philosophy, history, science, psychology, health, nutrition, personal growth. Thousands of titles, 27 categories, the world's best knowledge for you. Even have shortcasts. They take long podcasts and squeeze them down into shortcasts, which is really convenient. You should check that out. Now, lately, I've been using them for a couple of things. One, I'm always checking out my morning routine. I always want tips and ideas that I can use to really dial in what I do in the morning. So my morning routine on Blinkist. And the other one is how to make people like you in 90 seconds or less. Imagine, are you doing that today? 90 seconds, a minute and a half, they like you. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/boost, start your 7-day free trial, and get 25% off your Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost. To get 25% off a 7-day free trial, Blinkist.com/boost. You're going to like Blinkist, I promise. Have you done your homework? Did you sit down today? Beginning of the week, great time to do it. I do mine on Thursdays, by the way. But why not do it today? I just say, how's my life going? What I love, and how do I get more? Go for it. Pay some attention to it. I don't focus too much on the bad stuff. I just kind of ignore it and say, let's go do the good stuff instead, which is how you get rid of bad habits. You just bring in good habits. So, The edge. I have worked with tens of thousands of people in the past 20 years. And I cannot tell you, like seriously cannot tell you how many people are on the edge. They have figured out what they want to do. They know instinctively way down deep inside what kind of business or relationship or where they want to live. They know it. They figured it out and they're on the edge and can't get themselves to make that leap. Now, if you haven't figured it out, that's okay. You're just working on it. Each one's a kind of a little mini ledge. You're jumping off to learn the next thing, right? But some people are right there and they just won't do it. I'm thinking about a couple people right now in my mind that for 10 years that I've known, I can't get them to jump. But nobody can do that. Nobody can push you. You have to do it yourself. Well, Steve Harvey is a pretty funny guy. He's a wise man as well. I don't like everything he says, but a lot of what he says is real smart. He says you must jump. I like that idea. If you want to be successful, you got to jump into your dreams. Take a leap of faith. Go for it. Man, how many times you've been standing on that cliff right there on the edge, watching others really enjoy what you want to have? It's a little scary sometimes. In the Face Your Passion program that I have, I, a long time ago, kind of laid out a method. I said, listen, there's a foundation here, there's a foundation over there, and there's a bridge in between. The bridge is kind of your parachute, really. What happens is, if you're on the edge and you built a solid foundation here, but you don't know where you're going, it's hard to jump. If you haven't built a foundation here, you're jumping too soon. It's not going to happen. It's like packing your parachute in an improper way. A lot of folks do that. I want to do this. Here I go. And they get the nerve, they get the courage, and they make the leap. They fail. You do that enough times, you won't jump again. So there's preparation, building up to it, making sure you have a very solid foundation to move forward. But when you're on that edge and you have done that, so we got to put those two together. When you have decided you're going to prepare to move on to the next level of your life, and you should, and you can, and you will, when you've decided to do that, and you know you're ready, you dotted your I's and you crossed your T's, and yet there's a little bit of uncertainty out there, just a little bit, that's when the fun starts. That's when you jump. You have to. You got to get some momentum. In this case, it's a free fall. That's okay. In that free fall, the air flows, and when you pull that ripcord, that parachute opens, and life is good, and you've done it before. I know you have. You might be doing it today. You might be there right now. You know when you take that step, when you do the things that are inside of you and make sure it all works. Do the work to get it there. You're not winging it every single day. When you jump and you're ready to jump and you finally make that decision to jump, life changes. I'll share a story with you. A gentleman that I grew up with in high school was on my Facebook page the other day. And he owns some Planet Fitness. He owns a region for Planet Fitness. And way back in 2006, he took a chance, got excited about the opportunity, took a chance, moved about 200 miles away from where we grew up, bought a region, put everything he had into it, lived in a trailer for a while as they built it up. And these days, it's just a massive deal. These days, he's a wealthy guy. He's a successful guy. And I was on Facebook, and he was saying he was watching the movie Rocky Balboa and was quoting some of the movies and the lines in that. And he said, you know, when I was doing my thing, building up my business, took that leap of faith and got out there, some of the scenes in that movie got me through it. Prepared himself, had some savings, made the leap, made it happen, got there. Success, happy. And changed a bunch of lives, too, along the way. Got employees and people that have worked out there. The whole thing is awesome. It's neat to see it on the other side. And you can see it everywhere you go. You can drive around town, look at any business, and pretty much you've got that story there as well. You probably meet people today all over the place that have that story as well. They, at some point, got themselves prepared and they took a leap, didn't they? Are you ready? So let me get real for a second, if I may. If you want success in any area of your life, and when I look at that, when I say that, I look at the whole composite thing that is my life, but I also look at relationships. I look at my fitness. I look at my mindset. I look at my business. I look at all those things. And each one has different levels of success. They all come together into one. That's the goal. Everything adds up into one. And so you're going to leap here, leap there, do little leaps along the way, but ultimately you've got this big leap that's going to bring your life to become what it needs to be. And you got to figure that out. We can talk about that later. But if you want success in any area of your life, you're going to have to jump in your dreams. The parachute must have that air to be able to open. If you don't jump, it's not going to open. But one more little bit of truth here for you. And this is the one that I can tell you that when I'm working with people, I work with dozens of people every single week. At this point, it's been tens of thousands of people over the years. And I sit there and wait for it. I'm almost like the Cheshire Cat there, a little smile on my face, just kind of waiting. And I'm wait, and then I say something. And it's so eye-opening because most folks hadn't thought about it. They're standing on the edge of their dreams. They're literally facing their passion. And I simply point out to them that, well, either you want to or you don't. And maybe something has led you to this edge that you're on. That maybe it wasn't really deep inside of you, but you feel like you have to check that box off before you can do something else. Tell me that's not true. But you either want to or you're not. There's a reason why you don't jump. And there's a reason why you do. So my suggestion, as their eyes go kind of crazy, like, what? Is just consider that maybe you're not on the right edge. And maybe you have to choose the one over there. And maybe that one gets you excited. And I tell you, so many times they say to me, wow. I was kind of thinking that anyway. I just, why can't I do that one? Well, you can. Just back away from the one you're on. So consider that today and see if you can find that ledge you're willing to step off of so you can fire that parachute, okay? All right, got a big show, a whole bunch of stuff coming up this week. The Power of One Idea tomorrow. Stop chasing fake success the next day. Finish your day before it starts on Thursday, Fridays, keeping your journey relevant. A big show. If you want more of this podcast every single day, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com. You'll find everything you need right there. And I'll be back here tomorrow on the Daily Boost.